Well, it's a Monday, and we've got a real Monday treat for you live in Studio 1A. Ian McLagan and the Bump Band, who are very busy this week, and in-store tomorrow at Waterloo Records at 5 o'clock, and Thursday night at 6, celebrating the 10th anniversary of their happy hours at the Lucky Lounge. But yet, Mac and the Bump Band made time for us. Bump Band, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Actually, Wednesday sounds like a day off. We'll be in L.A. playing at the Mint. So it's actually busier than you think.
That's a lot busier.
Yeah. And then the following day after the Lucky Lounge, me and John fly to the U.K. for a three-week duo tour.
And that would be John Noder Thomas, who's here on the bass guitar. We have Darren Hess on the drums and Scrappy Judd Newcomb on the guitar. And you have a lot of other things going on besides this Bump Band project, but this is your focus. The album is United States. You know, we're all saying it's your first album in 5 years, but you've had this record ready for a little while.
Yeah, actually, it was mixed in October 2012. Glyn Johns mixed it at British Grove Studios in London. God bless him. And he did a fantastic job. So we've been waiting for the right situation. You know, the record business is, it's a little bit like cat's business. You know, it's a bit smelly here and there.
But you've landed in a good place, Yep Rock, which is home to artists that I know you like Nick Lowe and Dave and Phil Alvin and Chuck Prophet. So you found
Paul
a
Weller.
Home. Paul Weller.
Yeah.
So you found a home.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we've been looking at that home for a while, for a number of years, actually. Didn't make the deal on each of the albums, but we've been talking, and finally we got it.
And this album is called United States. What's that referring to?
It's about, you know, relationships, really. It's nothing to do with America. You could have called it Mozambique, but no one would have understood. Oh, that wouldn't have made any sense, would it?
And what about this first song you're going to play for us? What's the title of that?
This is Shalalala. This is a little song for the audience. It's a big thrill to be here today. Anywhere. I could be any place. I've been traveling for a dollar and a dime. Oh, I've seen a lot of things. Now I get to spend some time with you. But my spirits are lifted, I believe I found my grace. Oh, the struggle may not be over, but I'm here today with you.
We climb, oh, but it's
Yeah, Monday Rock and Roll from Ian McClagan and the Bump Band, Sha-La-La-La-La, is from the new album United States, just came out last week. And Ian McClagan and the Bump Band will be at Waterloo Records tomorrow at 5 for an in-store. They're going to fly out to L.A. Wednesday, and then they'll be back Thursday at 6 for the 10th anniversary of the Lucky Lounge. Great song, Mac, and I'm hearing harmonies on that that I don't feel like I heard that flavor on maybe your last
record. No, luckily, you see, everybody sings. It's good. It's a good thing. That's 9 instruments. Well, you know, when I have the B3, the piano, guitar, bass, drums, and 4 voices.
And here you're playing our grand piano today. What makes you decide whether you're going to play on the piano or the organ on a song?
I never write on organ. I've never, so far anyway, written on the organ. I write on piano or guitar and transfer it. If it's on the guitar, I, you know, figure out what I'm going to play. Like on this next song, which I shall play for you. Originally, I wrote it on guitar, and the time signature was 15. I don't know what that means, but there was 15 beats before I started again. That's the point. And then I thought, well, I'm not sure. And I started playing piano, and it felt different, but I couldn't nail it down. So I taped myself playing the drums and singing it, playing the guitar and singing it, and playing piano and singing it. And each was different. On the drums, I was playing 16. On the piano, it was 13. And the guitar, 15. I don't know why. It just made sense. And we chose the one on the piano.
It's an inside peek at songwriting, friends. From Ian McClagan. I said the Lucky Lounge, Thursday night, 6 o'clock, your 10th anniversary of playing there, and you've been an Austinite for 20 years now. Congratulations on both accounts.
Thank you. Plus, it was Scrappy's birthday last weekend and John's birthday just a few days before that. So we've got lots to celebrate.
Anniversaries abound, lots to celebrate. Let's talk about 10 years of the Lucky Lounge. When you started doing that, did you think, oh, this will just be something fun to get out and play a little bit, and then it just turned out to be an institution of sorts? 10 years is a long time.
You know, we have a regular crowd, and there's even a dance to one of Ronnie Lane's songs, the Christy Rye Dancers. Yeah, it's always a good time at the Lucky Lounge. And after this, we go to UK, like I mentioned. And then when we come back, we're going to tour around the States, do a lot of gigs around Texas. So we won't be back at the Lucky Lounge for a while. I'm not sure when.
Well, when a new record comes out, especially your first one in 5 years for most people, you got a lot of work to do.
Yes.
And you got to bring it to the people. And we talked about this, you and I, on the airwaves earlier, but it looks like 2015 might be the year when you do some work behind the Small Faces box set, or maybe even a Faces reunion of sorts.
Next. Yep, 2015 is the Small Faces 50th anniversary, and we'll celebrate that. Either Kenny and I will go out for a drink and then call it a night, or we will put a show together. We're talking about doing one big show. Kenny wants to do a bunch of shows, but I don't think you can have guests touring easily. It's a lot to ask them. Since there's only two of us left out of the Small Faces, Kenny and I, we need help. So, but the Faces are going to tour, I'm told. I'm informed, you know.
Well, hopefully you can inform them that we expect to see you in Austin, Texas.
Wouldn't that be great? Why wouldn't we play Austin?
No.
I mean, if we're going to play anywhere in Texas, we better play Austin.
We'll be there. But there's a lot of things that are going to happen before then for Ian McClagan. We talked about the Small Faces and the Faces, both bands now in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But Ian McClagan and the Bump Band, that's what's happening with United States. And again, tomorrow at Waterloo, Thursday at the Lucky Lounge. If you're in L.A. and you're streaming us, go to the Mint Wednesday.
That's right.
And what you mentioned this next song you're about to play and how you wrote it, but what is the song you're about to play?
This is called I'm Your Baby Now.
Let's do it.
Baby, I'm your baby now. I can't baby now. Yours, babe, you're my baby. I'm your baby now. I'm yours, babe, you're my baby. I'm your baby now. I'm out of control.
Song has such a deep groove, and it's from the new album United States. That was Scrappy Judd there on his red Epiphone playing the slide and sounding great, and John Notre Thomas on the bass, Darren Hess on the drums, and Ian McClagan. It's such an honor to have you play our piano. Thank you.
I love this piano. I'm taking it with me. Is that right? Nobody's going to notice.
If you can carry it, you can take it. Mac and the band, tomorrow, Waterloo Records, Thursday, Lucky Lounge, those of you in L.A., Wednesday at the Mint, and then all over America, all over these United States, playing songs from the first album in 5 years, United States.
And also, for those listening in the U.K. and Ireland, we'll be there from July the 1st through the 21st, I think. July the 1st, 21st, yes.
Well, safe travels, and I hope you get to see a lot of your old pals and make some new ones as well.
I will. Thanks for having us on, Jody.
Always a pleasure. Ian McClagan and the Bump Band on KETX.